Sunday Meditation, May 5th, 2001. Question of the day has to do with the eternal truths, the spiritual principles that are good now and ever, but occasionally when we are in our passionate phase of seeking, it seems to us, as seekers of truth, that we are learning something that's new. And we get excited, we stay with it, and then after a point, we maybe cool off a little bit and don't pursue as passionately as we did before. We'd like Quo to give us some information today about how these cycles of seeking within each spiritual seeker are activated and energized by the truths that do seem to be eternal. And is there a way that we as spiritual seekers can keep our passion high? Is it a good idea to try to keep it going all the time, or is it necessary for us to have periods of rest?
Very good, very good.
We are those known to you as the principle of the Kua. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is our privilege and our blessing to be called to your group this afternoon. And we thank each who is a part of this circle, those present and those who are joining the circle from a distant location. The dedication and desire for truth that each of you expresses creates the vibration that has called us to you. And we thank you very much, for it is our chosen service to offer our thoughts to those who would seek to hear a slightly different slant on that story, which is always and ever the same. That story that is always the same is a story about love. Your question to us this day is also in an important way about love. For when you are in a passionate stage of seeking, your heart is on fire with that which is love. The story of love is a very simple story. The Creator loves each and every spark and atom of its creation with a love that is beyond all that can be imagined. This love is as the energy that drives the infinite universe. And it is the spark within the heart of each of the Creator's children. The love of the Creator is as a unified, infinitely intelligent thought that we have often called the Logos. Logos is the word which the one known as St. Paul the Apostle used, the one known as St. John, and they wrote those books of your Bible in which the love of the Creator was discussed. The one known as John, who wrote the Gospel of John in your Bible, also used this word. When this entity wrote, "In the beginning was the Word," in the beginning was the Logos. And each of you is made of that same thought that is the Creator and the Created. Yet each of you, having received this infinite gift of life and spirit and being, has created through the winding trail of experiences and thoughts many, many shadows and variations on that original thought of love. So that each of you vibrates in love, and yet with many unique characteristics of your own, which mark each of you with a signature that is unmistakable. We would know each of you in any density, in any form of body that you would take, for each of your souls is unique. The question this day concerns the cycles of seeking that you experience, the ups and downs of being very excited about a certain body of material that seems to hold truth, and then being not so excited about that material, and perhaps then drawn to another body of material and becoming excited about that. As this instrument was saying earlier, in the discussion that preceded the meditation, there is only one truth. There is nothing new under the sun. And we would be the first to agree with this instrument. We have often said to this group that our story is too simple to be told in an understandable fashion. We work through channels such as this one because each channel has a personality and an attitude which enrich our simple story with words and images that we are able to use to find a new way to share our hearts with you. And this is what the thousand, thousand entities who are inspired with the love of the Creator offer. Some of these sources have been codified as holy works. Some of these sources have never written their words down at all, and many are somewhere in between. But each source, each entity that you may meet as a seeker, each book that has been offered, is one of the thousand, thousand faces of the Creator, one of million stories about the Creator, one of the myriad of structures in thought for happening upon the Creator. Within the incarnational cycle of living, there are numerous cycles. The day revolves light and dark. the year in its seasons brings around the warmth and the chill of summer and winter. Each cell in the body is renewed every so many years of your physical vehicle. And each has experienced daily, monthly, yearly, and multi-year cycles of growth within the emotional, mental, and spiritual parts of yourself. It is natural indeed that even the most devoted student of the very best story would find after a certain period of time that there was enough of that source within the being, that the self is full, and sated with that story, with that truth, with that face of the Creator. This does not necessarily mean that it is time to move on, as this instrument has experienced within her walk within the Christian faith. She has found that walking through the desert of unbelief, walking through the difficult and bleak times when there is no spontaneous inspiration, has its own very powerful effect upon faith. And those who choose a religious path or a philosophical path as a life path are very wise to remain upon that path in good times and in bad. But there are many entities, many sparks of the one infinite Creator, who are not able, for one reason or another, to resonate and respond to the story, the truth, and the face of the Creator that lie within that religion or philosophy that is offered. These are entities that will make their own paths. And these are entities that may well find themselves moving not simply in and out of a passionate love of one body of material, but in and out of respect for, devotion to, and learning from several or even many different sources of inspiration and guidance as the path moves through years of living and experience. We do not in any sense recommend one way of pursuing truth over another. For entities such as this instrument, we find one path to be extremely helpful, and the sticking to that one path extremely wise. For those who do not resonate to one path, but who find their food from this and then another source, we simply commend to those seekers all that is old and all that is new in their experience. Even if the seeker attempts to stick with one body of material, she will be cycling each time she reads through the same holy words, into another period of her own learning. And therefore she will come to that material as a new person. So that spiritual words are never actually old. For each time that you come to them, you are a new entity with a new and more informed mind and heart. Sometimes it may seem to you as if you are actually moving backwards and regressing. And this is expressed well by the one known as Tom, who was somewhat disappointed in himself because his passion for the particular material he had previously loved so much was no longer running so high. And yet we say to those who may feel this way, that even were you to move back into that same material and be kindled anew with love for that material, it would not be coming back to the same material. Rather, it would be looking at it with new eyes and finding a new level of learning and inspiration within those pages. That which the seeker seeks may seem to be within the words of holy works or inspirational works, but in fact, the truth lies beyond the words of those books. For truth cannot be written down. Truth lies within the heart. Truth lies within essence. Within your illusion. Within the poor words which we offer through this instrument. Within all words. Lie nothing more substantial than dreams. The world, as you experience it, is a very thick illusion made up of atoms and molecules and a great deal of space and energy fields. Those energy fields are thoughts. You as an entity are a kind of thought. And what you hope to do, what you seek to do, what you yearn to do when you are seeking for truth is bring your thought, your energy field, your light, if you will, more and more into tune, into harmony, and eventually into unison with the thought that is the one great original logos of love. This desire is what calls you through all your seeking. And whatever reading or studying that it may call you to, you will find as you move more and more into a particular study that this study is not bringing you to truth, but rather is bringing you to a place from which you can begin to think about truth in a way that resonates to you. And this is why it is very important for those who are not inspired by a certain book or a certain source anymore to move forward. To keep the eyes open and the heart open to receive a new story, a new image, a new way to think about the divine. Whatever inspiration comes to you. The truth within it lies beyond it. The truth of all words, philosophy, and religion lies in the silence that is invoked when the seeker comes to the end of the words, releases all from the mind, and allows the heart to open to the silence that is the true essence. Of the ether or fluid within which true learning takes place within your spirit or soul. Religious and philosophical seeking brings the student to the place where finally all the stories fall away. The heart is open. And at last the soul can rest and tabernacle with the one infinite creator in power, in peace, and in love. The comfort, the joy, the bliss of that companionship with the one infinite creator is not out there somewhere, but rather within the heart. That same heart that beats so strongly within the body. This heart has a metaphysical component that is just as powerful a pump as the physical heart. And the Creator waits for each of us within that heart energy. We wish that our words were not so poor. And yet at the same time, we are grateful that we are able to share them. We wish we could share truth instead of the story about truth. But as long as we use words, we will be telling a story. We will be dreaming dreams. Yet know that within the dream of each of your lives, within the seeming illusion of every day, the reality of truth and love abides. There is nothing unreal about your illusion. It is very real. It is just not what it seems. The Creator is everywhere. Your heaven is everywhere. Within you, without you, in every speck of the creation of the Father. Teachers are everywhere. The frog upon the rock. The iris blooming in the garden. The raven out the window. All the familiar images of this particular day in this particular year of this particular life experience are divine as well as mundane, and spirited as well as illusion. In many ways, we have nothing to say. There is nothing to teach and nothing to learn. For that which is truly within each of you is already perfect. It is a matter always of finding those resonances, those special words, those special people, those special images that bring the Creator alive to you, that you must value and be on the alert to look for they are everywhere. And the Creator is extremely redundant about being sure that you have many messengers to keep you on the track that you hoped to be on within your incarnational experience. You asked whether it was a good idea to attempt to be on fire for the Creator all the time. And we would say to you, that it is not a state of mind that on the surface is passionate, and that we would encourage seeking as a steady state. In terms of the surface experience, we would encourage experiencing as truly and really as possible what is being felt at each moment. For you are not attempting to direct the way you experience the Creator. Rather, you are simply attempting to know more of the Creator. And so we ask you to release from any judgment your view of yourself as being good when you have passion and being not so good when you are less passionate about a way of seeking. Rather, we would encourage in terms of the steady state the remembrance of the divine, the remembrance of who you are and whose you are. It does not matter how you feel about that. What matters most is the persistent and heartfelt orientation of the self for the Creator. Simply to remember the Creator is what we would recommend as the request made of the self by the self for every day. Attempt, if you can, to remember every day that you are the Creator's child and that the Creator loves you more than you can ever imagine. Try to remember every day to find the thankfulness for the opportunity of life and being. If you can but remain faithful to the remembrance of your true essence, the flow and the stream of life will bring you every lesson you need, every inspiration, every truth, every opportunity for service. It may not seem at times as though this were true. It may seem at times as though there was nothing but confusion and chaos and not much comfort. And yet we say to you, simply remember, in good times and in woe, that you are the child of love and that you are here to love and to be loved. if you can but enter the silence for 5 minutes within each day and tabernacle with that love that created you. That will be a tremendous achievement. And certainly all that you need to ask of yourself as a seeker. Of course, each of you will be inspired to many more than 5 minutes in the silence in many days. There will be times of excitement, and they will cycle predictably. Realize when you see yourself going through these cycles that it is a natural phenomenon, not born of your shallowness or your unworthiness, but rather of the seasons of your soul that come and go, that blow hot and cold, with the warmth and the chill of a close or a distant creator. These are the ways things will feel to you. And this is part of the experience of life. It is acceptable to us. Each shade of that cycle. For no matter where you are upon that cycle, you still are vibrating with that unique signature of self. You still are a creature made of love and expressing love. Every moment of your life will not be inspired. That every moment of your life will be filled with love. For that is all that there is. The love that created you and the light that the Creator made your body and all of the creation from. It always greets you in love and light because that is all that there is. All that there is the one infinite Logos. We will at this time leave this instrument and transfer the contact to the one known as Jim. We'll leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those known to you as Akul.
I am Quo, and greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to ask if we might be of service to those present by attempting to answer any further queries which may be upon the mind. Is there another query at this time?
A question from Mehran Sa'am Riley, who asks, I am a follower of Ra'el, and I believe, as it was revealed to him in 1973 and in 1975, all life on Earth was created scientifically by extraterrestrial Elohim, as described in religious texts. What is the role of Ra'el in the spiritual evolution of humanity?
I am Quo, and we are aware of your query, my sister, but we find that there is a concern that you are well aware of, that we are not willing to infringe upon the free will of many who would value what this entity has to share. We are aware that there has been a great deal of, shall we say, assistance from sources of extraterrestrial, as you would call them, visitation from your days of old, in which there was interaction between the population of your Earth at that time and many who came from elsewhere with the intention of assisting in the evolution of not only this planet's population, but this planet itself as well. This we can confirm. However, we would not suggest that the entire population of this planetary sphere was so seeded by extraterrestrial sources. There has been much, shall we say, later additions by more normal means to this planet's population. The entity, Ra'el, is one who works in this area with a desire to be of service. However, we find that our ability to speak upon this entity any further must be baited by our concern for the first distortion. Is there a further query, my sister?
As a follow-up, I was wondering if you would identify this particular Ra'el as the same group of entities that Sitchin in his books calls the Anunnaki, or the entities that came to the Sumerian and Egyptian regions allegedly about 11,000 years ago.
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my sister. There is a connection that is related to this entity from those called the Anak, the Anakim. However, there is much distortion as well within the writings of the one known as Sitchin, so that there is more emphasis in these writings given to the influence from elsewhere. There is also the difficulty of the time frame. We do not choose to correct this difficulty, for there is some infringement possible there as well. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, Kuala, I just will make the observation that those are just two more stories about the infinite creator. Thank you very much.
I am cool. And we thank you, my sister. And again, we apologize for our lack of information in this area. As you have correctly noted, all such stories are stories of the One Creator and its movement within the One Creation. However, some of the entities of your peoples are enough swayed by this kind of information that we must take care that we do not influence such beliefs overly much. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I have a question. And this may very well fall into the area of infringement, I'm not sure, but I'm going to ask and see. I have a grandson named Daniel, and I have a very strong feeling that he and I are connected more so than just that we are all the Creator. So of course we're connected there, but I feel like there's some connection between he, I, and my former wife, Elaine. And I don't know if you can comment or how far, but I would appreciate any elucidation on your part.
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my brother. As you have yourself realized, there is indeed a connection that is a karmic and is one which has connections to other entities as well as the one which you have mentioned. As is often the case in the reincarnated pattern of entities upon this third density sphere, there has been interaction between you and this entity, the one known as Daniel, in many previous experiences. However, we are not able to give more specific information at this time because of our desire to maintain the free will of both the one known as Daniel and yourself. Again, we must apologize for being shy of information here. Is there another clear, my brother?
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
I am Paul, and we thank you, my brother, for your sincerity, your compassion, and your dedication to seeking the truth. Is there another query at this time?
I do have a question. I notice my wife has many times fallen back into some of the patterns that causes her a great deal amount of stress. And in cases like that, not just with her, with anyone, is there anything that I can do or provide to help alleviate the stress that she feels?
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my brother. When an entity such as your wife has repeated experiences of a similar nature, in this case, that being of the carrying of the load of stress, it is difficult to share such a load until this entity has been able to fathom the depths of the lesson to be learned. There is the feeling of responsibility. Again, with this instrument, and we shall continue. There is the matter of the
responsibility which is felt by this entity that is connected to the feeling of the stress. The responsibility itself is also added unto by the entity's feelings regarding sustenance, abundance, plenty. This entity explores these areas of its own nature in order that it might more fully experience the presence of the One Creator in its daily round of activities. This exploration of the connection to a unity, to a power, to a peace, is one which this entity has long pursued and which this entity wishes to balance by its current experience of that which you call stress. There is much which can be done to support such efforts and lessons, in that there is the need to value both upon your part and hers the amount of work that is truly necessary for this entity's learning of that which she has set before herself. The basic questions in this series of lessons concern the amount of effort necessary to secure the feelings of abundance, self-worth, and the providing for those in this entity's care. There is a boundary now that we find beyond which we do not wish to go, for again there is only so much, shall we say, a setting of the table that is possible before infringement occurs. Perhaps at a future time further queries may be offered and further response given. Is there another query?
So, it gives me plenty to share and to think about myself. Thank you. And I guess my last question is, again, our unseen visitors seem to be bashful and contributing. I was wondering, maybe this time, to ask you, can you tell us anything about our unseen friends here with us today?
I am cool, and am aware of your query, my brother. Those of the a goodly company, shall we say, are what you may call somewhat boring in that their constant aim is to assist each by offering the vibrations of love and light to all those within the circle of seeking, to be used as each sees fit. This unspoken offering of assistance is one which is offered to many of the inhabitants of this planetary sphere, indeed to each by some entities. For this is their work, as you would call it, in regards to this planet's current position in the harvest of souls. For the population of this planet at this time is seeded according to those whose likelihood of attaining harvest is greatest. Oftentimes, it is not possible to do any more than send this unseen love and light, for many entities are not open to any other kind of communication or assistance from those of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Creator. Those within this circle of seeking, however, are more familiar with such entities and the concepts that are shared in these sessions of working. Thus, the assistance can frequently be altered into more perceptible offerings, that being the hunches or intuitions which each feels when considering certain options or actions, paths to pursue in future endeavors. Thus, it is well for each seeker to not only seek with persistence and sincerity, but to take careful note of those feelings or flashes of inspiration, of intuition, of purpose, of direction, that come in the silent and sacred times of meditation, contemplation, and prayer. Here, within the inner room, is the opportunity to meet more closely those who stand in the shadows behind the curtains of light, shall we say, to offer what is possible that you offer. Is there a further query, my brother?
So, is it appropriate to not only appreciate the efforts that they have given, but to also ask for that assistance, for their help to help others when the opportunity arises?
I am Quo, and this is most appropriate, my brother, for the request for intercession on behalf of other entities is one selfless means of service that is always appreciated by the goodly company or the heavenly host. Is there another query, brother?
I can only say I find it greatly appreciated from this side, too. I have no other queries, thank you.
I am poor. And again, we thank you. Is there a final query at this time? As we feel that there is no further query at this time. We shall again thank each present for inviting us to join your circle of seeking this day. As always, it is a great privilege and honor for us to do so. We would remind each that we do not seek to be authorities, and would ask that each use a personal discrimination to take those words which we have offered, that ring of truth, and leave all others behind. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in beloved and in delight of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Quark. Adonai, my friends. Adonai. Adonai.
Anne, Ethel, Ophelia, Alan, Scott, Judy, Dana, Lynn, Mike, me, Poopy, Dana, Sonia, Stephen, Marilyn, Barb, Eddie, Donna, Celia, Glenn, Ken, Janet, Jonathan, Steve's niece, Haley, Cindy, Cindy's dad, Mary, Martha, Aurora, Angela, Mr. Poker, Uncle Bill, Marilyn, Melissa, Lenny, Abby, Melanie. Any other requests?
Nancy, Carla, Nancy's daughter Kim and her children, my brother Bill, my aunt Bella, Nancy's mom.
Cause of peace and find out.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one.